Although Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, received most of the attention regarding the Wright brothers' first flight, it was this Ohio City where much of the work took place before and after that inaugural flight. It's a place where Orville Wright was skipping school at the age of 6 for what he thought was a very good reason. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do you listen?
I like to hear about the weather and the stocks and the animal prices. It's good to know because I have a lot of customers who come in the store and that's what they ask.
I want to stay informed. I want to know what's going on in my town. I also want to be entertained, whether it's sports or music or, you know, an update on the weather. I just want to stay informed while I'm on the go.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
Wilbur and Orville Wright spent much of their early years in Dayton, Ohio. Julia Fraser shares the story from Dayton Aviation Heritage National Historical Park, and she says the famous brothers opened a print house and bicycle shop.
In the 1890s, when Orville and Wilbur Wright had their bicycle business, bicycles were the cutting edge of technology.
Orville showed an interest in technology from an early age. It was a trait his mother saw early in her son's life.
She goes to check with the teacher to see how well he's doing, and teacher's response is, "Orville, we haven't seen him since that first day of class." Susan and her husband Milton asked Orville what he had been up to. Come to find out, he had been going down two houses to his friend Ed Sine's house, and he and Ed Sine's had been systematically pulling apart Ed Sine's mother's old sewing machine to find out how it worked. He was 6 at the time.
They began to experiment with kites and gliders in the 1890s, but other work came first.
They had their printing business and their bicycle business running concurrently, and their busy season was spring and early summer. And in their letters, you'll find references that, well, they've had to cease their aviation experiments because this is their busy season.
The first flight came in 1903 at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. Wilbur died in 1912, but Orville lived to see two world wars.
He lived until 1948, so he lived to see the development of jet propulsion. And in fact, at his funeral, 4 jets flew over his funeral procession.
Next time, we head just outside the city to the farmer's field where the Wrights perfected flight. As we travel the countryside, Dayton, Ohio, I'm Andrew McCrae.